I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and CRA Media. Here's today's news. The Lone Pine Fire Department deployed water tender 2488 and crew to assist in fire operations on the Palisades Fire on January 8th. The single water resource was requested by Cal OES and arrived at the incident command post in Malibu, California, late in the evening on Wednesday. The LPFD crew was assigned to the Pacific Palisades area the following morning, but has since been active in the vicinities of Brentwood, Sullivan Canyon, Mandeville Canyon, and Mulholland Drive over the course of the several days of fire operations. LPFD joins an ever-growing list of fire resources from across the state of California, as well as six other states in the West, and groups of firefighters from Canada and Mexico. CAL FIRE reports that there are 5,143 total fire personnel mobilized on this incident, including 540 engines, 150 hand crews, 44 helicopters, 66 dozers, and 60 water tenders. As of Monday morning, CAL FIRE officials reported that the Palisades Fire has burned over 23,713 acres since igniting on January 7th, destroying 1,280 structures, damaged another 204 structures, and threatens 12,250 additional structures. According to the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner, 8 people are confirmed dead and 7 others are reported missing. The fire is 14% contained. Moderate to strong Santa Ana winds are expected to persist over the next few days, and a red flag warning will stay in effect until 6 p.m. on Wednesday. By Friday, offshore winds will bring cooler temperatures and higher humidity levels. Firefighters, including those with LPFD 2488, are continuing to work around the clock to minimize the spread of the fire and protect threatened communities. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Jonathan John David Palmer was born August 7, 1965, in San Bernardino to parents Richard and Marlee Palmer. John passed away at his home January 6th with his loving wife by his side. John moved from San Bernardino with his family to Bishop, California, where he attended school. John, or better known as Honey, Dad, or Papa, will be greatly missed and live forever in our hearts as the most selfless, sweetest, loving, and caring man. A celebration of life is set to be held at the neighborhood church January 25th at 11 a.m. We welcome all who loved him to attend. Dora Lucy Harry Duntock, age of 95, of Bishop. Dora was born in Lone Pine, California on May 17, 1929, and passed away in Bishop, California on January 6, 2025. Dora was a lifelong resident of the Owens Valley. Her love and passion for the valley was immense, as she stated that she could never see herself moving from the valley. This was her home. Dora became a multi-Blue Ribbon Award winner for her precision and expertise in the craft of needlepoint, crocheting, quilting, embroidery, sewing, and knitting. Her works have been well sought after and cherished by friends and families alike. For both of these obituaries, more information can be found on them at sierrawave.net. Inyo County landfills will be closed on Monday, January 20th, 2025, for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Landfills will be open regular hours for the rest of the week. The National Park Service seeks help in identifying the person or people who illegally drove on the Eureka Dunes in late December or early January. The vehicles caused significant damage to rare plants that are listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. We urge the public to come forward with any information that could help identify those responsible from driving on Eureka Dunes, said Superintendent Mike Reynolds. I am saddened that someone would disregard the survival of a rare species for a few minutes of joyriding. There are multiple areas on the BLM land nearby, such as the Dumont Dunes, which are set aside for this type of recreation, but the sensitive dune systems in the national park are set aside to be protected. An NPS biologist documented damage to Eureka dune grass, a plant species that only grows on sand dunes in Eureka Valley. Eureka dune grass is classified as a threatened species by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. One Eureka Dunegrass plant was directly damaged by vehicle tracks, while 8 additional plants were likely affected by root damage due to their proximity to the tracks. Over 2 miles of vehicle tracks were left on the dunes, suggesting that further damage to seeds and other rare plants is likely. In addition to the documented damage to Eureka Dunegrass, the vehicle tracks may have harmed 5 other rare plant species. Those would be the Eureka Dunes Evening Primrose, Shining Milk Vetch, Gravel Milk Vetch, Hillman's Silver Scale, and Wheeler's Chattadelpha. Eureka Dunes Evening Primrose only lives on the dunes in Eureka Valley. It was removed from the endangered species list in 2018 due to the reduced threat of damage from off-road driving. Shining Milk Vetch only lives on the dunes in Eureka and Panamint Valleys. Eureka Dunes are 680 feet tall, making them the tallest dunes in California. The dune field is about 3 miles long by 1 mile wide. Eureka Dunes is designated as a national natural landmark. Information from visitors is often very helpful to investigators. You don't have to tell us who you are, but please tell us what you know. Call the NPS tip line, 888-653-0009. Once again, 888-653-0009, or email NPS_ISB. That's B as in boy, NPS_ISB@NPS.gov. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Since 1996, we are your local resource for news, sports, culture, and the people who shape it. Thank you for listening.